Blog Talk Radio.
Budget Weddings NYC for you. This is your host, Charlena PF, and it is on the 15th of August, 2016. So welcome to Saving Plus Venues Plus. So I don't know why I think I'm suddenly at a soccer game. I am not. But in any case, it's hot enough to be at a soccer game here today in New York City. I actually don't know what the temperature is right now, but if it's anything like it was yesterday, I know that it is swelteringly hot outside, and I will be going out again. I don't know if anyone was out yesterday, but it was incredible. Beautiful, but it was incredibly hot. So anyway, today, this is a continuation of Friday's show. I thought I'd do a special part two rather than waiting another 2 weeks in case you're getting ready for your wedding. And over the course of the next 2 weeks, I wanted to be able to give you some more information on saving money across the rivers rather than having the big bash in Manhattan. And the plus side of that is that you can have your wedding all in one space in terms of only one venue. You could do that in Manhattan, but in this way you're saving lots and lots of money. For instance, you could easily have a wedding for less than $30,000, less than $25,000, less than $20,000, and in some cases less than $15,000. By going outside or across many of the rivers that surround Manhattan. So that includes the Hudson, the East River, and also the Harlem River. I don't really go too much into the New York Bay, which would be into Staten Island, but I'm going to various other places that you may not even have thought about as potential spots for your wedding. All right, so let's start off right after the bat, just to review just quickly what we covered on Friday. I took you from barn to, I believe I got to villas. If not villas, I took you from barn to a Japanese place called the Views at Mount Fuji, Japanese. So it's up in Kilburn, New York. I don't know if I gave you any of the information in reference to it, but it was the Views at Mount Fuji. It's on 296 Old Route 17, Kilburn, New York. And, of course, you can find their website, which is exactly the Views at Mount MT, not M-O-U-G-N-T, but MT Fuji, FUJI.com. And their prices are $75 to $125 per plate. So basically, anytime I give you the pricing like that, it is per plate. And you, all you have to do is, if you are doing 80 people, even if it's at 125, that's about 10,000. If you're doing 100, it's 12,500, and, you know, so on, so on. And what's really cool is you can have your ceremony and have a room that's being set up or has already been set up for the reception. You might have a cocktail hour outside or in a hall or somewhere. And this is the case for all of the things that I'm mentioning to you today. Alrighty, so let's start off with Bill Miller's castle. I truly love the way this looks because it's got these really high vaulted ceilings. It looks like a real castle from the outside and then on the inside as well. And they have on their website, they have an ebook that you can go, you can look through and see everything that you can see even before you go up to their space, which is, let me see, I forgot where that is exactly. It is, let me tell you where they are exactly. They are in Connecticut, I want to say. That might not be true as I look at the map. Yes, they're in Branford, Connecticut. Not to be confused with Branford, Missouri. It is Branford, Connecticut. It's 834 East Main Street, and that's also known as Route 1. So that long route that crosses the U.S. In any case, it and they have an event coordinator. But as I said on Friday, the event coordinator, before you decide that, oh, I don't need a planner, yes, you do. An event coordinator is for the space. We're just making sure that the space is being kept at its most pristine. They don't care whether or not your wine or anything that you're having delivered is comes in on time, or if you're using outside vendors, they don't care. They will tell them where to set up, but they don't care if they get there on time. They're not for you. They are for the event space. So Lisa Miller is one of them. Sherry Miller, I would have bet that's relative, and then Victoria Smith. But what's really cool about Bill Miller's castle, besides the way it looks and besides it being so close to New York City, the outside grounds are beautiful. And when you drive up to it, it has a circular, semicircle driveway, and you know, you feel as though you're in another country. You feel as though you might be in England or maybe even Germany. And then what's really also cool is that there is a bride's space. So all of the bride and the bridal party can hang out early, have drinks if you so desire. I don't know why my throat is going crazy. Hold on a second as I drink some water. I do apologize. Okay, I do apologize. Now, what's really amazing about this place, besides that, is the history behind it. Is it family bought? It used to be a barn in 1963, and then they recreated it basically into an event space, and it absolutely looks like a castle from the old world. And as I say, you know, it has ceilings that are probably 19 feet above, and it has the main room where you can get, well, it's probably not the main room, but where you can get married has it looks like there might be a river back there, maybe not, I'm not sure, but you could do the whole 9 yards and hire a carriage to be brought up in, and then there's a stairway that you can come down. It's not a full spiral staircase. It's just a little staircase. So you can either be inside in what is probably a chapel-like looking area, or which would have the fireplace, or you could be outside, and it's just, the grounds are beautiful. So you can use it for, you could even use their barn area if you really want that sort of thing. And still, let me tell you how much that is. It is, let me see if I can get to it. Let's see, hold on 1 second here now. And then they have, oh, and they have this really cool wooden bar, and the grounds are gorgeous, I have to just say that. And you could do that either in the summer or in the winter with snow. It's like a winter wonderland. And there is a spiral staircase that's further, oh, that's in the meeting hall. It's actually in the where the bride and her wedding party would be. So it's pretty cool. And they have a carriage that you can rent. So it's very, very cool. So anyway, I'll come back to that because I will get that. And I also wanted to tell you about Villa Hilltop Manor. And I can tell you that that is, hold on. Villa Hilltop Manor is in... all right, it's Villa Bajon Hilltop Manor, and that is in Mattapan, New York. And the pricing for that is $85 and up per plate. It has 16-foot ceilings. It has, they have verandas. They have a 30-foot waterfall and mountaintop views, obviously, or hilltop views, depending on your what you think of as as the how tall a mountain is. In any case, and then they also have packages, menu packages. So they have the Hilltop Grand, the Grand Royale, the Platinum Gala, Viennese Table, which is basically buffet, and popular, of course, you can view I'm trying to think of a fun word. Anyway, popular edition, a la carte. That's what I'm trying to think of, a la carte. So I'm trying to see if I can find something. They also do winter weddings, and they have this really beautiful, the veranda has overlooked the hills and the mountains, I say, down that they do that. Okay, so let me just give you a for instance for their package, their Hilltop Grand. You get your choice of white glove service, pass of hors d'oeuvres. You could have salad station, Tuscan table of antipasto station, cheese displays, crudité, various things, and then you have a sit-down meal, I believe. I don't have any pricing on that other than it's $85 and up. And then another one, which is another manor, is the Westchester Manor, and that's on Hastings-on-Hudson. And that, I don't know if you've ever been to Hastings-on-Hudson, but it is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And that is $65 and up, and they can accommodate from 50 to 400 people. Let me just tell you, the Villa Barone Hilltop, they would prefer 100 to 550 people as their accommodation. But if you have a small wedding, go with Westchester Manor. It has Hastings on Hudson. It's a beautiful, beautiful area.
and you'll be near a river, obviously, up the Hudson River, just so we're clear, and you're in Westchester County. It's it has, this manor has ballrooms. I'm not sure if you can have, you can have an outdoor ceremony and an outdoor cocktail hour. Don't believe they have enough room, or even would want to have any party on their lawn. Because, you know, a lot of times the reason you can have a ceremony or even a cocktail party maybe outside, especially the ceremony on the ground and on the grass, is that chairs usually and even heels will not damage the grass. But anything after that, because you're usually just stationary, so it's not killing the grass as much as if you were having a party out there. So I'm thinking that if you're having your sit-down dinner, it's going to be inside, and they have a ballroom for that, which you could on their trying to see if they have a veranda. They have a terrace. They have a garden terrace. You could sit out on their terrace and have it tented. All righty. So moving along, you could even go to the Pocono area of Pennsylvania, because there's a Cold Haven Paradise Spring Pocono Palace, and it's in Lakeville, Pennsylvania. And the pricing is interesting, I think. It's $61.95, basically $62, a great price, to $110.95, which would be $111. And they can accommodate from 40 to 262 people. And they have because they are in the Pocono Mountains, they have a stunning backdrop of a snow-covered, the mountain is snow-covered year-round, evidently, and you get in the spring, summer, fall, you have this beautiful, crisp feeling, not hot, I would hope not. So even today, if you went up there to get married, there would probably be a breeze. They do have a wedding coordinator that stands ready to personalize your day, but again, as I said, usually they will help you, but they're really there for the facility. And the email, oh, look at this, there, coldhaven.com/dreamwedding. No S. Makes me think of my personal email, but or what I say at the end of each of my book chapters, Dreamers Can. And by the way, my book again is New York City Budget Wedding, Elegant and Affordable, and you can find that on Kindle, and very soon you will be able to find it on Amazon as a print book, and also on my website, budgetweddingsnyc.com. All right, so what did I tell you the name of my book was? New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. Yes, that's what it is. Sometimes with the name of my website, I confuse it, but not this time, thankfully. All right, let me sail through. I've just been talking about two places, and I do apologize. 10 more minutes. Okay, Westchester Manor. Did I tell you that? Yes. Let me see. I just want to tell you really quickly. You have your choice of 5 past hors d'oeuvres. They have a whole list of something like it looks like 15, the choice of 5 hot entrees, from chicken through veal medallions. You can have carving stations. You can have Tuscan tables. They even will do a cake for you if you like it. They would suggest a cake pastry chef, but I'm betting that you could bring your cake in. All right, then, moving right along, Anthony's Ocean View. That is in Branford, Connecticut, again, and it's almost like you're having your wedding on a beach, because you get the ocean view, otherwise they will just be lying to you, right? So, it's in New Haven and also Branford. They have two places,
And they have packages as well. They have Signature Platinum Series, and this is, includes White Glove Service. I mean, you can build your own package, but White Glove Service, you can have cognac and cigar bar if you like. There's complimentary valet parking, special linens if you like. You can be in the ballroom, you can be outside. They have ultra-premium open bar for 6 hours if you so desire. See the benefits of going across the rivers. They have hors d'oeuvres, and then they have various, as I said, platinum. They have surf and turf, and they give you an amazing amount. You can get a 12-ounce, as much as a 12-ounce filet mignon, polo con pastinacci, vitella milanese, baked rack of lamb, various things. So as we go on, then there is the Grove in Cedar Grove, New Jersey, and that is across the Hudson, actually, and that's from $100 to $400. I don't actually think I've hit that one, but if you prefer a hotel, you could go to the Hilton of Woodcliff. That's $110. But let's see. In Somerset, New Jersey, there is the Imperia, and it is a – you can do a ballroom with a split grand staircase, and you could – the brides come down one side and then the wedding party on the other side, or you can have your wedding outside, and you can have your reception also in one of the ballrooms with chandeliers. And then there are sample, of course, you have a great things for your main meal. Your entrees are from filet mignon to salmon, or even red snapper. There's a 5-hour cocktail reception, and the pricing is $95 and up, and they have a capacity of up to over 500 guests. La Regia, this is in Secaucus, New Jersey. Who would think about going to Secaucus for anything other than the outlets? But Secaucus, New Jersey, it's $80 and up per plate. It's at the Meadowlands Plaza Hotel. I've been there. It's very nice. Very nice hotel. It's easier to get to if you have a car. Do not try and get there via, as I think I did, a bus, I believe. I think it's tricky. You can get there by a bus. It's easier with a car. I'll just say that. There is a bus that will drop you right there at the hotel. I think it'll be easier if you take a car or limousine or whatever, even to check it out. And it's right there by the sports complex. You could if you're having a event weekend, wedding events weekend, you could send your out of town guest depending on when you're having your ceremony. You could send them to the Meadowlands to watch something, or maybe there's a concert there. You know, you can make it a full thing. And in any case, it's they have various banquet rooms. They have outdoor patio. Of course, they have catering staff, top of the line, fine Italian and continental cuisine, which includes let's see, how long is their cocktail hour? Does not say. Anyway. Moving right along, there is also in New Jersey, Morristown is a really quaint little Essex County town. It's actually on the very edge of Essex County, Morristown, and it is straight out of 280. I've been there. It's very nice. The Madison Hotel, and it has various things. Interestingly enough, they even have Maryland crab biscuits and crab cake. Not sure why. They're not really near any ocean, but, you know, well, other than the Atlantic, but, you know, they like these. It's a family-owned luxury hotel, and the facilities are quite nice. Glass-enclosed conservatory you could have your reception in.
you can have your you could have your ceremony in there. I would suggest having the ceremony outside on their patio and then have the reception inside. Then you could, everyone could see this, the moon coming up or the sun setting, depending on which way it's set. And, of course, they have steak. They basically have surf and turf. They also have a separate ballroom if you want to do that. And it looks like a manor rather than a motel when you're, or hotel when you're driving up. Let's see, what else? What else I just want to get to? There's Aria, which is in Prospect, Connecticut, and that's $75 and up. And that is, ariabanquets.com. That's how you find it. And in Stamford, Connecticut, is Bank Street Events. That is really kind of cool because it was built out of a 1913 bank in downtown Stamford, Connecticut. It still has the 40 feet high carved ceiling, and it is a beautiful ceiling, beautifully carved. They have a centerpiece stained glass dome, walnut panel boardroom. They have a beautiful marble fireplace and a dramatic, you could do a mezzanine where you either have your wedding ceremony up there with your guests down below. And they have Mediterranean cuisine. And they can have between 25, so you could have a very intimate, intimate gathering for your ceremony, 25 to 250, depending. 250 for sit-down dinners, and then, 200 for sit-down, 250 for cocktails. And then, let's see, oh, Bill Miller, let me just tell you really quick. It's $96 and up per plate, and there are four ceremony spots. They have trellis under the trees, gazebo on the ballroom, and then they have a three-story spot that has a three-story fireplace, and that's in the indoor chapel. And their capacity is from 70 to 300. I also, before, let me just, I don't know. Oh, I have a minute and a half. I wanted to tell you to go to labellavistaweddings.com and check out their bridal food tasting. They're having a bridal food tasting October 4th. I plan on being there. So if you want to come and meet me, Charlena, PF, I'll probably have my print book there so that you can check it out as well. Their number to make that reservation is 203-527-4006. And it's between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. And you can also go to their website to get more information. It's labellavistaweddings.com/wedding. I hope I see you there. That would be so much fun. Just real quick as I go on. Oh, and let me tell you a little bit about that place. It's $80 and up. They can service 75 to 500 people. And they have both indoor and outdoor, obviously spacious because it's like a world meets modern. In that the ceilings are huge, the windows are huge, but then the interior feels very modern, and then they have kind of old world furnishings. And outside it looks very Romanesque with the columns and everything. It's very pretty. Their cocktail hour features cheeses, meats, vegetables, Italianate fare. You've got fried calamari, my favorite, grilled sausage, hand battered hors d'oeuvres, and the first course. See, the main course is surf and turf, halibut, veal chop, that sort of thing, and a Venetian table. And I'm thinking you can bring in your own. I could go on, and I might do a third, but I probably won't. I'm not really sure of that. But in any case, there are various other places that you can go across the river to save yourself lots and lots of money. So I hope that I've been able to help you with many places that you can choose from your wedding ceremony that will not cost you as much as you think it will. And especially if you go across the rivers beyond Manhattan.
Alrighty, this is Charlena PF signing off, and thanks again for coming in and visiting me and getting your budgetary wedding adventures. Ciao.